This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Senate judiciary proceedings face a backdrop of media outlets having to correct false stories about Judge Brett Kavanaugh. Additionally, the one woman who a week ago tried to reinforce allegations by Professor Ford against Kavanaugh is now patently denying any knowledge of Professor Ford's story. In the wake of the U.S. Supreme Court ruling affirming free speech, a federal district court has struck down Hawaii's law that tried to force pregnancy centers and pro-life doctors to promote abortions even inside churches. Alliance Defending Freedom says the high court ruling affirms that we don't force people to say things they do not believe. The Hawaii case was brought to court by a local church in Honolulu. This is Life News Radio. News at Life News Radio should make you think, and often it should make you think about calling your elected officials in Washington, D.C. So remember this phone number, 202-224-3121. Let your senators, your representatives, hear from you. 202-224-3121. In other headlines, one Canadian slate of candidates for Parliament ironically promise both funding for Alzheimer's research and also promise to advance medically assisted killing for those with Alzheimer's and related mental conditions. And abortion advocates in Texas are trying to make certain friends by saying that parental notification requirements for teens are simply attempts to punish girls who get pregnant and want abortion. The National Right to Life Committee says pro-life Texas legislators want parental involvement as the best protection for teens against a long list of abortion consequences. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com or find us on social media. This has been Life News Radio.